الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فأما بعد، فقال تعالى قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم: أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu began his kalam with Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to thank him and to praise him, as he is the Rabb of the alameen. He is the creator, the sustainer, the maintainer, the provider, the protector of al-alameen, of all the worlds, physical worlds, spiritual worlds, worlds created in ways that we cannot even imagine, of which our world is a very small, tiny part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about his blessings. And he said, الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ وَبَدَأَ خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made everything he created ahsan, the best. And he began the creation of man from clay. And then he made his offspring from semen of worthless water. And then he fashioned him in due proportion and breathed into him the soul created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that person. And he gave you hearing and sight and hearts. And little is the thanks that you give. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. So what do we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? My brothers and sisters, if I asked you to tell me the fundamental things that we need to exist, you will name two things: air and water. Everything else is a frill. The two fundamental things without which we simply cannot exist, we just die, is air and water, and in that order. So let me tell you a story. When the earth was forming, water came to the earth in the form of a storm. The same water came to Mars and Venus, but didn't stay. On the earth, thanks to its distance from the sun, the water stayed and remained in its three states: solid, liquid, and gas. Water is the only thing which simultaneously exists in three states and naturally changes from state to state. It has properties which are unlike anything else, unlike any liquid, unlike any solid. It expands on solidification. It's a universal solvent. Everything dissolves in it. It doesn't freeze solid when it is in a large body. Imagine if the ocean froze solid in winter. All aquatic life would be destroyed. Water in the large body never freezes solid. There's something called the anomalous expansion of water. I mean, I'm not doing a physics class here, but At some point I will explain that to you. And interestingly, when this changes from its liquid state to a gaseous state and changes back to liquid, it releases its salts and minerals and becomes consumable by humans and animals. Trees grow because of water. Our bodies are 70-75% water. Our digestive, circulatory systems and other bodily functions work because of water. Practically all life exists and is sustained because of water. Ask this question. Where did this water come from? We say it came as a storm. From where? How much? Why did it come? Why to the earth? And remember, that water which came to this earth over 5 billion years ago is still here. Next time you look at the ocean, think about that. That thing you're looking at is about the most ancient thing that exists on this planet. Older than mountains. That's water. And that is the thing that we pollute and we waste without a thought. So let us think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about water, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَ رَتُقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, have not those who disbelieve known that the heavens and the earth were joined together as one united piece, and then we separated them. And we have made from water every living thing. Will they then not believe? My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about, put yourself in the position of the people who first heard this ayah. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. These were people who heard this ayah, who listened to this word in a place where water was not the most common thing. In the middle of a desert, between black rocks, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I have created every living thing from water. Subhanallah, when you think about the approach of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain to the Quran, and how they accepted the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu as the truth. Before we even read the Quran, we must put yourself in that position and say, Subhanallah, if I was there, Alhamdulillah that I was not there. Because the standards of the Sahaba were very much higher than our standards. We will inshallah get into Jannah just like that. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. But the Sahaba were tested. They were tested very, very severely. And then another thing happened. I talked to you about a storm. The second thing that happened was about 4.5 billion years ago. There was another planet called Theia. And Theia and our earth were on what is called an intersecting orbit. An intersecting orbit means that the two things which are on this intersecting orbit one day will meet. We met. And that must have been an explosion of magnificent proportions. The result of that meeting was two things. One is that the iron and nickel core of Theia went into the core of the earth. And the rest of Theia, its mantle, accreted with the mantle of the earth on the surface. And this explosion, this enormous release of energy, tilted the earth on its axis by, now hold your breath and remember this number, 23.5 degrees. Not 23 degrees, not 24 degrees, 23.5 degrees. Now why is that important? Because that is what gave us our seasons. Those of you who live here in Western Mass and you've been going on your foliage drives, If that tilt of the earth's axis was not there, we would have been scorched by the sun for 6 months of the year and we would have frozen solid for the other 6 months. No seasons. 23.5 degrees tilt on the axis gave us seasons. It did two other things. It knocked off a piece of the earth, which went off into an orbit of its own, and that is what we call the moon. Now, this moon was big enough to exert its own gravitational force on the earth. And that was a good thing because this knock with the Theia sent the earth off into an orbit and it was spinning so fast that the day was 5 hours long. The gravitational force of the moon slowed it down to our current 24 hours. So when you look and when I look at all the fall colors of the oaks and the aspens and the maples and the sumac bushes and the other trees in Western Mass, people travel from all over the world to come and see the colors of trees in this part of the world. Subhanallah. Think about that. None of that was possible without that collision, without that tilt. The moon, as you know, also gives us the tides in the ocean. The pull of the moon is what gives us tides. My brothers and sisters, I ask you to think about two things: a storm and a collision. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My brothers and sisters, I'm talking to you and telling you the story of the earth, the planet that we live in. Imagine our earth without water. No oceans, no lakes, no rivers, no rainfall, no moon, no vegetation, no life. And then look around yourself today, during the day, and look at the full moon in the night. Breathe the air. Drink from clean, unpolluted streams. Sail on the ocean. Run your hand along the polished golden wood of the gunwale of your boat and reflect on the steel hull of that same boat. And then let's remind ourselves that none of this would have happened without the storm and the collision that Allah sent. No wood, no iron, and no water to sail it on. Today, as we live our lives, let us reflect on the storms and collisions that we see and experience in our own lives. And remind ourselves to look beyond them to the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, in which there is only khair, there is only blessing. When we do that, it becomes a strength we need to face life and its trials, knowing that the one who sent the trial will also send the solution. Knowing that what he sent, he did it for a reason. And he did that to teach us something that can only benefit us, and which will mean, and which will be the means of drawing us closer to him. And that's the only closeness that matters. Because it's the only one that lasts throughout our existence and which doesn't end with our death. It is the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is our help and protection in this life and the means of deliverance when we meet him, inshallah. He reminded us about this to comfort us and to give us hope and courage, and he said, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He said, it may be that you dislike something. You dislike a storm in your life. You dislike an explosion in your life. You dislike a collision in your life. You dislike a test in your life. But in that there is khair for you, in that there is blessing for you. And it may be that you like something. And may Allah protect us, the stuff we like. But Allah says there is harm in that for you. وَهُوَ شَرُّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and you do not know. It was narrated that Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, our mother, she said when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed, he would stand for so long that his blessed feet would become swollen. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said, I used to ask him, Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this? When Allah has forgiven everything for you, past and future. And he said, his reply was, O Aisha, should I not be a thankful slave? And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in another hadith, he said, strange is the affair of the mu'min. Strange is the affair of the believer. And verily all his affairs are good for him. If something pleasing happens to him, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it becomes better for him. And if something harmful befalls him, he is patient. He makes sabr. He doesn't complain. He doesn't groan and moan. He has sabr. And this becomes better for him. And this is only for the believer. Whether there is difficulty in life or whether there is ease in life. When there is difficulty, he has sabr. He does not complain to anyone other than the one who can make a difference. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi was walking along and he overheard a conversation between two men. One man was complaining to the other man and he was saying, oh my God, you know, my life is so hard and this happened and that happened. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi stopped and he said, what a strange person you are. He said, what a strange person you are. He said, you are complaining about Ar-Rahman to the one who has no Rahman. He said, Rajiv, you are complaining about Ar-Rahman to the one who has no Rahman. He's a human being. The conditions came to you from Ar-Rahman. And you are complaining about those conditions to somebody who has no Rahman. What can he do? He can't help you. He can't change your life for you. Why are you complaining? These were people who understood. These were people who recognized their Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you for us to live thoughtfully and thankfully. To live thoughtfully is a sign of intelligence. To live thankfully is a sign of ubudiyyah, of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the essence of being Muslim. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us these qualities which are the foundation of happiness in this life and deliverance in the next. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to accept your coming here. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today is Jumu'ah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there is a sa'ah, there is a time in this Friday, in this Jumu'ah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts whatever his slave asks. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you that sa'ah and to make you ask that which is beneficial for you and to make you ask that which will please him and to give you what you ask and then to give you more from his rahmah, from his generosity. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is nobody with more love for the people and more rahmah and more mercy in his heart among the human beings than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising, listen carefully, Allah is advising his Nabi alayhi salam and saying, do not turn away the one who asks. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Whoever comes and asks you for anything, don't turn him away. This is the advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to his Nabi alayhi salam. What do you think the advisor himself will do? He's telling his Nabi, don't turn away anybody. What do you think he himself will do? When you ask, ask with complete and total yaqeen. Ask with the yaqeen that you are asking, one, because there is nobody else you can ask. Two, because there is nobody else who can give. Three, you are asking because He ordered you to ask. Ud'uni astajib lakum. He ordered you to ask and He promised to listen to you. He promised to give you. So you are asking and this is in compliance with His order. And ask knowing that for Him, there are no limits. There is no end to His treasures. There is no end to His khudrat. There is no end to His power. There is no end to what He can do. There is no end to His mercy. There is no end to His forgiveness. He did not create the Jannah to keep it empty. He created the Jannah to fill it with people, and those people, inshallah, ask Him to fill them, fill that Jannah with you and with your families and with the Muslims of this world. Whoever has passed away and whoever is here today and whoever is to come. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to give us all that we ask and all that we is beneficial for us, which we could not ask. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم رحمتك أرجو فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. أصلح لنا شأننا كله. لا إله إلا أنت. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. أقول يا عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، عضو يستجيب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون في مسلم.